Hey, good morning. It's early. Though behind the scenes at Repossible headquarters here with how I create. And I'm going to create a lot in the next few minutes. Are you ready? Buckle up, buttercup. We're going on a little ride. It's complete darkness outside. In fact, it's complete darkness inside. I think it's about 5:30. And normally, I would start with a meditation. I woke up for no reason at 5:30, but probably because, pro tip coming, I semi-fasted last night. I didn't have dinner. I had popcorn, which I love. And I didn't use oil, didn't use butter, so it's really low on the points scale as far as Weight Watchers. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about creating, and we're talking about the year of you. And here's how that's going to happen. This is a behind-the-scenes commentary, a behind-the-scenes docudrama of Bradley Charbonneau, that's me, and Repossible, and how I get things done. Did I mention it's 5:30? Did I mention it's dark out? Yeah, because that's when the Kairos level ideas come. Okay, here's what I want to do. I'm recording this super early. And the reason you might want to listen to this is how I formulate my ideas. What I'm going to do in the next several minutes is going to be to create a product, really, that I will then distribute and sell because it's something I've been working on for a while. And this is how I create it. Well, this is the beginnings of how I'm going to create it. I'll let you know how I'm going to create it in a minute. But this is the beginnings of it. Call it a draft. Call it a rough draft on like a pen on paper or typing out on a blank document, except the way I've done it in recent years is usually audio deep in the morning, first thing. Although usually I do it after a meditation, but I was so awake thanks to semi-intermittent fasting because then, and I, let me have a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. I'm also not a financial advisor. In fact, I'm not a certified anything. So why are you still listening? Why would the listener keep listening? Because I'm going to show you how I'm going to pull something out from deep inside me and create something from it. I'll talk a lot about input and a lot about output. This is the output. And this is what kind of needs to happen if you don't want to explode. Here we go. I'm gonna go back a bit to also give a little bit of the story of why I'm here right now. In the past, this is gonna be really quick. In the past, the very, very past, I've written many books. I've written 40 books. I've published 5,000 videos. I have 200,000 followers on YouTube, right? So I know how to create stuff. And I forget that what is easy for me and what I am good at is not easy for everyone and not everyone's good at. And I forget this. And I would also like to remind you of it, to remember that not everything you're good at is not easy for everyone. And not everyone is good at it. And that sweet spot is something we can find, something we can look for. So, I'm good at taking big ideas and making them visual and actionable, that you can take action on an idea, on a decision. So here we go. Way back, I've written many books, and then when you do something well and you're passionate about something and you complete it and you have success in it, people want to know how you did it, and they want to do it too. So I would get, for years, I'd get, hey, Bradley, I have a book idea. I want to write a book. I know. Everybody wants to. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. Many people want to write a book. Great. Most people will not write a book. A few people will start a book, and very few will actually finish it. So there's that out there. And people came to me, I want to write a book. And so for a while, I had a program called How to Write Your Best Book Ever. And that's great, but it didn't last because all of the inner demons and all of these emotions and self-limiting beliefs got in the way. Procrastination, perfectionism, imposter syndrome, the usual suspects. And so then, because I'm so funny and hilarious, at least I think I am, I created How to Write the Worst Book Ever. Why? Many reasons. Strategically also, because I knew we'd get it done. Especially with my guidance and my leadership, we would get this project done. And because, like, psychologically, it wasn't a big deal for you because it wasn't the best book ever. In fact, it was the worst book ever. And so it became a little bit of a joke or an inside joke, frankly. And you would understand that this isn't your masterpiece. Don't worry, because your masterpiece needs to be perfect. Oops, did I remind you? Did I slip in that little secret that nothing you ever do will be perfect? Did I mention that nothing I've ever done is perfection? What does that really mean, perfection? Is that really the goal? Pro tip, spoiler alert, the goal is not perfection. What is it? Progress, good. Perfection is the speed bump of, I don't know. Perfection is the speed bump of completion. I don't know. Anyway, you get the idea. So then How to Write Your Worst Book Ever, great, yay. But then people didn't necessarily get my humor. And then we went to shorter books, because I thought, how can we get something finished? And if you think deeper down, what am I really looking to help people do? And it's to help them get started and take that first step and make progress. Tony Robbins says that happiness is progress. I love it. I love that he says that. So that's really what I want to help you with. And then if you want to get fancy, so the action, you could call it math, and then the sort of unexpected benefits of that movement, of that action, is magic, because that's when the magic comes. The magic doesn't come during the, you know, daily jog necessarily. It usually comes as a benefit of the daily action, and that's the magic. So this is where we get to my word of 2026, which is mathemagician. Not mathematician with a T, but mathemagician with a G, because it's math and magic together. It's like mathematician and mathemagician put together, and that becomes mathemagician. And this is my word of 2026, and this is the balance that I'm looking for between this structure and the spirit. Between the science and the spirit. That's what I'm looking for in 2026. And when you have those two, you get momentum. So it's math plus magic equals momentum. Because momentum is built up progress. Or the act of building progress. Which, if you remember back a minute ago, Tony Robbins said that happiness is progress. So what am I doing? I'm giving you a formula for happiness. Have I mentioned magic? Because if you ask me, that was magic. That was some magic going on right there. Because did I mention it's total darkness and it's 5:30 and I'm the only one awake and even Pepper's over there snoring? That's because at this time, early in the morning, it's either early in the morning or late at night, right before you're about to go to sleep, we have our most open connection to our higher self, an open connection to fill in the blank of whatever you think of as a higher self. And I don't care if you're not spiritual, you must know that there is some sort of higher self, even if it's not spiritual, but it is. Spoiler alert, because there's something greater than just our physical bodies and our daily actions, right? And that's where the magic comes in. Okay, back to the journey here. I wrote a lot of books. People want to write books. I struggle to help them because we get bogged down in perfection and procrastination and imposter syndrome. But I'd like to help them with something. So we get into short books. We get into the shortest book ever. We get into the one-word book, which is still a program I offer and which I dearly love it. It's just I struggle to help people get the idea and sort of see the benefit and understand the outcome. But that's a little bit of a different topic, because after one-word book, which I've done live in-person workshops on the one-word book, and we accomplished it. We did. In one day, I helped real-life people in real time start and finish their book in one day. One of the comments, some of the feedback was, Bradley, I wish we had 2 days, because it was a lot, and that would have given a little bit more buffer time to get it done properly, and I tend to agree, which is why one of my future projects is this one-word book idea, or The Year of You in one weekend, which is also still, besides the point, a little bit of what I'm talking about here today. Because how can I help people? The one-word book, what if you say, Bradley, I don't have 2 days. I don't have a weekend to come to your workshop in southern Italy or Amsterdam or Austin, Texas. I don't have that. I have $5 in 20 minutes, right? So then in recent weeks, I've created two different things, which I quite like. And one was like a postcard. And so based on your input, sort of an interview process, thanks to a custom GPT that I built in ChatGPT, then I helped you make a postcard. And you had your one word or your phrase on a custom designed postcard of your liking, right? Of the design that you liked. Super cool, right? Yay, fun. So then, that's super cool. But then, do you want to hold the postcard in your hand? Well, you could, but you're not really going to walk around with it. What do you walk around with? Well, two things very often. Your phone and your keys. So the next version of it was I made a phone wallpaper custom GPT where you do an interview and I and the custom GPT pull out the information that we gather from you, from the interview, and it designs a postcard for you with your word or words, maybe your name, and the background. Sorry, I'm saying postcard. Then it's a phone wallpaper or phone home screen background, right? So that every time you open your phone, you see this inspiring piece of art that is custom to you with your word on it for the year. So I quite like this. I think this is super cool. And this already exists. Then I thought, what else do you hold in your hands? And that's a key and a keychain. And I'm kind of a dork. I like keychains. I also like fridge magnets, which could also work here. So a fridge magnet, a refrigerator magnet, or a keychain, and then custom made to you and what you like and your design and your word or word of the year built as a keychain, right? So then the design, is the design the same as the phone wallpaper? Maybe. Or it's sort of like a logo. So I also, I'm like a hobbyist designer, meaning I didn't go to school or get a degree in design. I just love and appreciate good design. And so, and I'm pretty good at it, right? And so with help, especially from AI, then I can create these, this physical paper postcard, which, you know, you can print, or the phone wallpaper, which is even easier because it's just a digital file. Or I've even figured out how to do a keychain. In the keychain, I think what would be neat would be your, like a logo style version. So whereas the postcard is like a painting, this is like a, I don't want to say corporate logo, but if I say that, then you understand better what I'm talking about. Okay, so that's cool, right? I like this. So now you've got a keychain in your hand with your word or your phrase or your saying or your mantra for just this year, because I don't know, I don't think I mentioned this, but I'd like you to do this every single year. Because here's the core of my message. Who will you be next? And this is the core subtitle, subheading, tagline of Repossible, my business. And that is that I believe that you can change. I actually know you can change. It's just, do you believe it? Do you know it? And what do you think that looks like, right? Does it mean a full transformation and you're like a different person? Okay, that's pretty big. We don't need to go that far. We can change some habits, and that will then change your personality, and that could then sort of change your persona, so sort of who you are. And again, I'm not talking dye your hair and get surgery. I just mean you can change who you are. It could be your career, you know, go from author to baker. And that's one change. That could be 1 year. That's pretty big, right? Or something else, right? You're the type of person who does this type of thing. There's a quote from Seth Godin. How do you become the type of person that does this type of thing? And my answer is, you do the thing that that type of person does. If you want to become a writer, then you start writing. If you want to become a baker, then you start baking, right? See? Super simple, right? So let's see. We are right now, we've got the one-word book, right? We've got the book idea. And that's a weekend. So that's a bigger commitment, right? And we're talking a weekend. I'm not talking a year of your life to write a book. That's not me. We can find other coaching and helpful people to help you do that. That's not me. I want to help you with the little thing that you're actually going to get done, because I don't want you to get bogged down in this, you know, self-doubt, frankly. And I want you to succeed, and I want you to have progress, because what did progress mean again? Happiness. All right, check. So at this point, we've got, for example, a postcard, a phone wallpaper, a keychain, and maybe a fridge magnet. And you think, that's awesome, Bradley. Thank you so much. I have this little trinket, this deep reminder of who I am this year and what I'm striving towards. Awesome. Thanks so much. This is great. But I don't really have a roadmap or an infographic or what I, Bradley, call a treasure map. And this is what I would like to build next. And the reason I'm recording this morning is because there's a service out there by Google. Okay, I'm giving away a little bit of tech savvy here. If you play with this, I can almost guarantee you will be amazed. So I'm going to give away a little secret here. And how long should I tease you along? All right. If you're listening this long, you deserve the answer already. The answer is called Notebook LM. I guess that means language model. Notebook LM, right? So I know I'm going to give this to Charlie, my ChatGPT buddy, my chatty buddy, Charlie, who's going to help me with this. Right, Charlie? Question mark. So here's what I want to do. Notebook LM creates these fantastic infographics. Now, if you're not sure what an infographic is, I think it's one of those things, if you see it, you'll understand. It is a graphical or visual representation of a lot of ideas, or one idea, or many ideas, right? Or a zillion ideas. And it's a graphical representation of those ideas or of that story. And there's often a bit of a pathway or a roadmap or a treasure map where it follows along a path. That's neat. I'm going to go old school here and reference Chutes and Ladders. If you go way back, that was a board game where you go over here. It's a board game and you go over here and you slide down the slide. Like that's a chute, right? And then you go back up the ladder and you want to get to the end. But there are detours and blockages and you have to go back and you learn along the way. So I see it a little bit like Chutes and Ladders. I like that visual actually. And then I do like the corporate element of some of the infographics. I like charts. I like 3-bullet numbered lists. What are the tasks to do? 1, 2, 3. I like pie charts that show a balance. For example, the balance of math and magic, the balance of Kairos time and Chronos time. And so I could see this infographic as sort of like a personality dashboard of you this year. Now, I don't have all of the elements right now, but the reason, again, I'm up, it's probably 5:45 by now. The reason I'm up so early and the reason I got out of bed and came downstairs and hit record is because I have clarity on it right now, or at least I should say I have more clarity on it than I've had in the past. And I actually like the idea of Chutes and Ladders. And if you go Google Chutes and Ladders, you'll see what I mean. And the infographic and the pie charts and maybe some bar graphs and maybe a sort of meter where you can see how far along are you, like sort of from 1 to 5 or 1 to 10. And there's a line and then there's a little dot and that indicates how far along you are in that particular aspect of your life. Okay. So if this is a personality dashboard or an action dashboard or a repossible roadmap that helps you, that guides you through your year, more so than a postcard or a magnet or an iPhone background, or that's it, then keychain, that was it, then this is more, and it's more detailed, and I can see it, like ideally it'd be a poster size, like speaking in European formats, could be like A3, which is quadruple A4, or is it double? I don't know. So, or it's an A4, right? Or for you Americans, it's an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. And yet, there's a lot of info there. It's detailed. I don't want it to be too busy, but I want it to be detailed. So the reason I'm dictating this entire thing is because I want this input into ChatGPT, who's going to help me create a fantastic prompt for Notebook LM to create this infographic. And this infographic is, again, for you, dear listener, dear viewer, to create your upcoming year. It's your guidebook. It's your roadmap. It's your treasure map. It's your repossible roadmap. It's your repossible treasure map. You know, if I have to choose one name, I like that. It's repossible treasure map. It's the repossible treasure map, RTM, repossible treasure map, RTM. I like that. So here are the elements. This is the hard part, and this is the part I'm not 100% completed on yet. But this morning, I had the clarity that pretty much literally and physically got me out of bed to come downstairs and record this, because I can see it more clearly than I have in the past. And this was influenced by Notebook LM's beautiful, fantastical infographics. So Notebook LM, this is a shout out to you. I need your help. Let's get into the elements. So I just mentioned, for example, some of the design elements and content element styles, like a bullet list with usually no more than three items, a numbered list, maybe because that's hierarchical or prioritized, then maybe like a meter, how far along are you on this meter of, you know, from what to what, right? From scared to powerful, scared to excited, okay? Like fear, here we go. Here's a perfect one. Where are you along the lines of fear to excited? You know when you fill out a poll, like you fill out a survey and it says, how satisfied were you with your, you know, service today? Not satisfied at all, somewhat satisfied, average satisfied, satisfied, or very satisfied, right? So along the same lines, we could have something. I actually like that one because I've heard recently that the difference between fear and excitement is like a thin line. So, okay, that could be one, like fear and so I see these like dashboard modules in this A4. And this is where I don't know all the elements, but I do know some. And I would like to take them from repossible content that I have created in the past and use it in this repossible treasure map. Here's another topic. Ready? Kairos and Kronos. Kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S, is a Greek word, and I've often heard it described as bending time. It's time that is not regulated by a clock. So Kronos time, which is either K-R-O-N-O-S or C-H-R-O-N-O-S. And I mentioned the C-H-R-O-N-O-S spelling because then you think of chronological. Or wasn't there a watch brand called Kronos or something at some point? So chronological. And that is easier to explain because that is tick-tock of the clock. 1 second is 1 second. Whereas like Kairos time, for example, a perfect example. It's super early in the morning. For me, from my personality dashboard, this is Kairos time. I am at peak clarity. I am speaking clearly. I am thinking clearly. I have nothing hindering me or slowing me down. I am at absolute safety and confidence because it's super, it's dark outside. Nobody's awake. I'm not going to get a phone call. I'm not even going to get Pepper coming licking my ankles to want to go on a walk. He is fast asleep. So this is a perfect example of Kairos time where it seems that I have bigger and better ideas that are worth more than the X number of minutes I've been talking here. So to put that into perspective, I can spend an hour of my creative time in the morning, and that would take me 3 hours in the afternoon. And in fact, and here's another pro tip, I have learned over time, when my Kairos time is, and can I sort of create it? Can I sort of manufacture it? Can I call it and say, hey, let's do some Kairos time? And I can. For example, I can do intermittent fasting, also known as skipping dinner. I can go to bed earlier, wake up earlier, do a meditation, and then I'm deep in Kairos time. And almost guaranteed, your thoughts are clearer and your confidence is higher. It's just like the world is brighter. You're happier. That's a perfect example of Kairos time. So I would like to have some element of Kairos and Chronos in this personality dashboard. That's one part. Very much related is math and magic. And maybe this is just an example, Charlie. But for example, maybe there are three of these. I'm going to call it a meter or a lever or a lever. And maybe there are three emotions, and that meter goes from, you know, weak to strong or something. And maybe they are your confidence or your creativity or your or financial. What are your financial goals or your financial well-being or your financial identity? And how might that be measured? Now, I'm absolutely not setting this in stone. What I'm doing right now is giving ideas that could work, but I would like your input, Charlie, and Notebook LM, as to how this infographic is organized. What are the elements of the infographic? And also, I don't think this is going to be done perfectly in this first round, maybe, but maybe we need some feedback and some feedback rounds, and we'll keep working on it to get it to the point where I want it. Notice I did not use the word perfection. I barely believe in perfection, really. I mean, there's a perfect taco, and I know how to make it, and there's a perfect burrito. That's a little harder to make. So perfection does exist, but it's usually not the goal. What else? What else are some of the elements of this repossible treasure map? I could see, I see that I'm pulling from 40 books of content, from 5,000 videos, from 500 plus podcast episodes. So 40 books, 500 podcast episodes, 5,000 videos. Do you kind of believe me that I'm a creator now? So that's me, however. That's not your repossible treasure map. I'm a creator. I am a machine when it comes to creating. So that's my sweet spot. That's what I'm good at. That's what's easy for me, and I love doing. So if you can find, here's a perfect example of an element that could be on the treasure map. And this could be a Venn diagram. Oh, I love this. This is a perfect example right now, right this moment, that something that just came to me. And the reason it came to me is because of math, because I'm here creating. I woke up, I'm pushing out the content, which is easy because it's early. And then the magic happens. What is that magic you're talking about, Bradley? The magic of, for example, thinking of having a Venn diagram in my framework for the repossible treasure map. So yes, I would love to have a Venn diagram in this treasure map. And what are the things? And I, you know what, Charlie, could you do some research to find out what are typical elements sort of for a personality or identity widget or dashboard as to what are these things? You know what? I think I got it. Hold on. Isn't it something like, if there's three, I think there's usually, I like three. One is something you're good at. And then there's, well, this sounds more like a business, but something people want. And then what's the third one? Maybe you're good at it and you love doing it. So something like something you're good at, something you love doing, and something people want, or maybe something people will pay for. I know that sounds like a business product or service, which is fine, but I could also see that working for your personality dashboard. By the way, I don't think we should call this personality dashboard, but I'm just saying. Okay, so we just created another module, another area of this Repossible treasure map. If you are still listening, first of all, has anybody told you today that they love you? If not, I will tell you that. I love you. If you are listening to this, deep into this Bradley spewing monologue at 5:50 in the morning, whatever time it is, I can't see because it's totally dark. Did I mention that I'm recording this in the dark? Why am I doing that? I'm also because I want no distractions. If I can reduce my sensory input, I can't see anything. I mean, I'm looking out my back window a little bit, but there's nothing going on. It's darkness. I don't have my phone on. I don't have nothing. It's not even pepper. So sensory input is minimal, and that is when that can help with output. Okay. Back to modules. And I can guarantee that I am not going to finish this. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. That was very real. I've been here at least half. I can't see my timer, so I don't know how long I've been doing this, but it's probably half an hour. And like I said, if you are still listening to this, I'd love to hear from you for one thing. Because if you're listening to this, then you're interested in this topic. And I bet you have an interesting take on it. And I would love to hear it. So if you're watching this on YouTube or listening as a podcast, in fact, YouTube's the best. I'm mostly on YouTube these days. So if you really want to contact me, YouTube is the best. And go comment on this video. Usually in the podcast, in the description, I'll have a link to the YouTube video. So go there and leave a comment. Because if you're listening to this, you're in this, right? Oh, Pepper's waking up. Come on, Peps. Pepper's like, why are you up so early? What is going on? Are we going out? Do you have anything to eat? Okay, let me finish this. I'm getting sidetracked. Oh, that, you know what? That was a yawn. Did you hear that? So I feel that like my energy is waning a little bit and I'm going to try to go back to sleep. But let's see if we can find a few more elements. But the Venn diagram, that's a perfect example of one of the elements I want on this page. So what else do we want? We want like a title. Come on, Pips. We want a title for the thing. We want a subtitle for the thing. For the Repossible treasure map. So I would also like design. I would like it to be in your design that you like, dear client, dear customer, dear Repossible treasure mapper. And like, for example, for me, I'm very clear on the design I like recently. It's called Vintage Travel Poster Design. It's like, and so Charlie, Notebook LM, if you could create my treasure map in the Vintage Travel Poster Design. And this means like, it's their travel posters from the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s. And if I'm sure you've seen them. If you see them, you'll recognize them. But it often has like a ship. The colors are very simple, light, maybe pastel, but it's stark. And the contrasts are usually quite sharp. And the letters, the lettering, the fonts are bold. The letter types are bold and clear and, you know, it says Paris or it says like Nice, like south of France. The south of France, by the way, it must be one of the reasons I have this because I lived in south of France for a year. And there you'll see this all over the place. Postcards, and the postcards are always, they at least have some postcards in this vintage travel poster design style. So check it out. So that's the design I would like, but for your Repossible treasure map, I would like it to be in your style. So I need that input from you to make this treasure map. Okay, what else? I can feel the clarity fading. I can feel my energy fading. Maybe I should wrap this up. I was just about to get to one other element, and that is, so in a roadmap, they talk about from A to B, which is great, right? That's just like where you are to where you want to go, A to B. And I also like that you could spell B like B-E. So it's from A to B, which could be the letter A and could be the letter B, great. Or it could be the letter A to the letter B. To the word B-E. But then this sort of witty secret element that I heard from Edwina, a dear friend of mine, and she, and if you want to spell her name, it's A-D. Oh, wow, I'm gonna freak on her name. A-D, is it W-Y-N-N-A? I can't believe I'm blanking on how to spell her name. I think that's it. So she gave me from A to B to C. So if you want to get fancy, then you can spell C, S-E-E. So you go from A, where you are right now, to B, which is where you want to be, to then C, where you can visualize or see your next step. So it goes from where you are now to where you want to be to being able to see beyond. So you see beyond B and you see, S-E-E, C, the letter C. So that's your next destination. So I don't know, and this is another element of where I don't know exactly how this is going to work, and this is where I'm going to look for your input, Charlie, as well as the input from Notebook LM as to how to best organize these Repossible ideas. Let's see. As I said, I'm fading. And if you're listening to this, please comment. Let's do one. I like when there's live videos of it. If you ever watched live YouTube much, and the presenter will say like, hey, if you're listening right now, you know, comment the word. And then he or she will say a specific word. And then the presenter knows that people are listening at that time because there's a specific word. So what would be a specific word right now? I'm going to say moonlight. Because I can't actually see the moon, but it might be up there. But I'm just going to say it because that's a fun word and it's dark outside. And I think there's a moon. So if you're listening right now and you're on YouTube, then go comment moonlight and I will know that you stayed with me deep into this video. I love it. Okay. Any other ideas? I have A to B to C. We've got Kairos and Chronos. What other elements of this? By the way, I would also, we have the Venn diagram. Could we have a Gantt chart, like G-A-N-T-T chart? And a Gantt chart, what I like about a Gantt chart is that you see that, let's say there's, again, three elements. And what I like about a Gantt chart is that element A of the Gantt chart is a bar on this graph. And then element B can't start until A is finished. So that's kind of cool because then this could help with tasks for the year. You're going to need to do A before you do B, before you do C. Like I can't run a marathon until I run a 10K. And I can't run a 10K until I can run a 5K, right? I'm just making up an example, but that would be an example of a Gantt chart. So I would like to have this. By the way, not many people know this because I don't share it, but it's not a secret, but I have an MBA, a Master's of Business Administration from the Rotterdam School of Management. And I don't say this much because most people don't even believe it because I'm such an artist. I am an artiste. But I do have a very business mind, a very mathematical mind. My undergraduate degree started out to be in mathematics and mathematics because it's back to that thing. I was good at it. It was fun and it was easy for me. But it didn't get me to Europe. So that's a sidetrack. What's good? What are you good at? What's fun? What's easy? That could be the Venn diagram. Let me know what you think on the Venn diagram. What other elements are there? By the way, if you are listening again, you moonlight people, what else would you see? If you can visualize this with me, this whole repossible treasure map, then what else do you see as elements on this treasure map? What would you like to have if you had this A4, this 8.5 by 11 page of gorgeously designed, bright colors and symbols and icons? And by the way, another design tip, design style that I like is called steampunk. And it's often denoted, symbolized by like gears and pulleys and pipes. I love it. So Charlie, so Notebook LM, let's get in the style of vintage travel poster. Let's get some steampunk elements. And I like these because they sort of symbolize movement and like a factory and that things are working, right? So, okay. So we have two design ideas, and if you have more than one design idea, that's completely fine. It could be a combination of the two. Like for me, in fact, I love this idea of the vintage travel poster art or vintage travel poster design and the steampunk elements of gears and pulleys and pipes and whatnot. So there you go. Two design ideas that could be melded together for my particular repossible treasure map. And so I want the input of the individuals, of those who are creating this. Maybe they have two designs that can also be melded into this. Okay. We've got the Venn diagram. We've got the meters or levers. You know, this would be perfect for a lever or lever. I could see that in the steampunk design where it's like mechanical, right? And it shows sort of like a old school machine that you are this far along in this one particular measurement. And maybe it's low, like there's low and high. You know, your confidence level, low or high. And I could just see a lever indicating that your confidence is, you know, whatever, this far along. So it's in between medium and high or something like that. Okay. I think I'm out of ideas for now. If you are listening and you have ideas, if you can visualize this with me, by the way, if you can visualize this with me, you are hereby invited onto my podcast and let's talk about it. So just leave me a note and I'll have you on my, if you're listening this far, you're on my podcast, no question. And we can talk about this and I'd love to hear what you see in this and how you think it could be useful, right? And if you can sort of envision with me, how could this be a product that then I create for people with the help of Notebook LM, I'm sure, to create this in a beautifully, graphically designed, gorgeous color, symbols and steampunk chains and pulleys and ropes and like it's a factory, because it's a factory of your future. I mean, that's kind of fun. A factory of your future where you can have a roadmap or a treasure map or a guideline for your upcoming year. So what are other elements that are here? And I think because I'm getting tired and sleepy and I'm going to go back to bed, I'm losing the visual of it. So I'm going to call it. And I know there's more. And so I'm open to suggestion as to what are the other elements of this page, right? A numbered list of things, a list of habits you want to break, habits you want to start, habits you want to stack. I talk a lot about habit stacking, and that's simply where you have a habit and you just add another onto it. Like this is how I started doing shorts. I walk Pepper every single day, and every single day I create a YouTube short. Habit stacking, super powerful tool. Okay, that's it. I think this was a marathon recording. And again, if you're listening, you know the secret word that I mentioned probably 10 minutes ago. And what else? What else do you see on this treasure map? What else would you like to see here that would help design and make a roadmap and a plan for your coming year, right? That's it for me then. We've got Kairos and Kronos. We've got A to B to C. Oh, I got it. Here we go. We've got, from Hero's Journey, we've got the villain and the hero and the guide. Wow, I literally worked on 27 one-word books last year. I created them. If you want a link, ask me. And I created nine, wow, I can't believe I did this. I created nine villains, nine heroes, and nine guides. I'll get more into it later. But basically, the villain is what's holding you back. The hero is what you're striving towards. And the guide is sort of the higher level version of yourself. So it's very much A to B to C, S-E-E. A to B, A, you're at the villain, you're at the, what's holding you back, right? The villain is holding you back, and it's usually like an emotion, like a procrastination, Patty, and the villain's holding you back, and you want to get to hero, and the hero is not procrastination, Patty, but action, Alex, and that's where you think your end goal is, at the hero, action, Alex. So you think, if I can just become action, Alex, and take action, then I'm a success. And that's great, and you are. And then, though, there's this additional element, and that's the guide. Because the hero is where you think you want to be, and that's fine. And that's like the end of the race. But then the guide is when you sort of turn the tables, and you then help other villains become their own heroes. So you are guiding them. You have become a mentor, a teacher, a leader in that one little thing, right? Not in every aspect of your life, because in many aspects of your life, you're a villain or you're a hero or you're already a guide. But the goal is to become a guide. So there you have it. Last minute Hail Mary there is that idea of going from villain to hero to guide. It's another three-part process that I would love to have as an element or a module of this Repossible treasure map. Okay, now I'm really going to call it. I know I can come up with more, and I think what's going to happen is that I'm going to create this, and I'm going to give it to Charlie, and I'm going to give it to Notebook LM, and I'm going to upload this as a podcast and a YouTube. And then we're going to see what happens, and we're going to see who listens to the end, and we're going to see who comments, and we're going to see who wants to be on my podcast and talk about this. And then we're going to see the output from NotebookLM as to what this infographic could look like. And I think by having talked through it here for, it's got to be half an hour at least, that we have a better idea of what this looks like. And also, I'd love your feedback. If you think this is an interesting idea, if you would like your own repossible treasure map, let's talk it through and let's make it happen for you and let's create yours. So, all right, that's it. I'm signing off. And I can hear the birds tweeting. In fact, I don't know if you can hear them. The birds are chirping. And I can see the sky. It's like that. It's, man, nature. Nature's so gorgeous. And the sky is this blue. There's some light blues and some darker blues where the clouds are. And I can't even create this color. It is just gorgeous. This sky blue morning. It's like a morning, but you know, it's a little lighter than that sunset or that evening dusk color of blue, which is gorgeous as well. That's a little deeper. This is a little lighter because, hey, it's the beginning of a day. So if this is the beginning of my day, and then a repossible treasure map could be the beginning of your year, what other elements would you like to see in this to make it be useful and practical and something you are proud to have, you know, printed out, right? You know, ideally in color, right? Ideally, we could print this, and I mean, we could even frame it, right? What if you printed this, and what if you did this every year? What if you did this every year for 5 years? Because that's sort of my dream, is to have this movement where we all create a keychain and a magnet. I'm a little bit of a dork. Okay, I'm a bit of a dork. You have a magnet and a keychain and a postcard and a phone wallpaper, right? With your whole mantra or your word of the year and all that. And then you've got the repossible treasure map. Because I think the repossible treasure map, it's deeper, right? It's more detailed. There's more in there. It's not just the gorgeous scenery and your one word, which is fantastic and powerful. But if then, because the question I got is, Bradley, I love the keychain idea. Let's say I've got it in my hand, but what do I actually do? So that's what I want this repossible treasure map to help with, is to give you a plan, to have an action plan for the year. And in fact, okay, there's my last hurrah. Maybe there are time elements, and maybe it's winter, spring, summer, and fall. And I know I like three, but this is four. There's four seasons, and maybe there is an action item, or maybe there are three action items per season, per quarter, that are goals or that are checklist items or something that you could do, right? I don't know. Maybe that's too much. Maybe that's too busy. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. That's you, Charlie, and you, NotebookLM, and you, dear listener, dear viewer. If you have listened this long, like I said, if nobody has told you already today, I love you. And if you don't understand that, and if you think it's like romantic, it's not, because probably don't know you. But I can distribute love, and I can share love, because I think love is something that there is an abundance of. And there is just so much of, and I have so much love to give. I have a huge heart, and I love to share love. And that's why, please take it authentically, genuinely, that I offer you love. And like I said, it's not romantic. It's true love. It's pure love. It's caring. It's, I want you to succeed. It's, I'd love to hear from you. It's, if you've listened this far and you want to be on my podcast, let me know, right? That's a different kind of love, and I have so much of it. And I believe that love is like a petri dish where you can just see it multiplying. Because when I share this love and you receive this love, the love grows. And then you have more love to give. And you share that love further with those who you love. And again, doesn't need to be romantically. I mean, I love my wife. I love my boys. I love Pepper. Although Pepper, is that romantic love? I don't think so. I hope not. Pepper has unconditional love. Except when he licks the floor constantly like he did yesterday. We had a visitor at Pepper's. He licks the floor. And then obviously he gets, his tongue gets dry or his throat gets dry. And he has these terrible, this hacking cough like he's a smoker. And he's sitting right at the foot of this woman who was visiting yesterday. And he's licking the floor and then he's coughing like he's about to cough up a giant hairball, even though he's a dog. But he... So that's unconditional love. I still love him. And I know you love Pepper too. I'll try to get a... I can't get a photo into this because I'm going to upload the audio. Okay. Oh, sorry. I really shouldn't yawn in my podcasts and YouTube videos. But you know what? I am all about authentic. And if a yawn isn't authentic, I don't know what is, because I'm tired. And I am going to be shocked, I think, at how long this one. This has got to be a marathon. This has got to be one of my longest recordings ever. But I don't know about you, but I think the Repossible Treasure Map, I think it's a thing. I think it's a thing. Thang, that is spelled T-H-A-N-G, thang. I think Repossible Treasure Map, it's a thing. So I'll leave it at that. And see, I'm starting to get, like, slapstick humor, and that's not a good sign at this early stage. So I think it's time to call it. I think I've said it's time to wrap this up like 12 times, so I think I've got to call it. I thank you for listening. I love you for listening. I want to hear from you, and I want to hear what you think about the Repossible Treasure Map. I want to hear if you have any additions or subtractions or ideas about the Repossible Treasure Map, how it could help you, how it could help many, many other people. And this is my dream at the moment, or one of them. I have a gazillion, I have a new dream every day, but this is one of them. And this one is the one. You know how I keep projects? You know how I finish projects? They're the dreams that don't go away. They're the ones that I keep working on, or as I like to say, playing with, because working on sounds like work and play sounds like play. And usually, frankly, honestly, genuinely, authentically, truthfully, I play. I don't work much. I play. I want to invite you to have more play in your life. I want to invite more play into your life. I want to invite more magic into your life. I want that lever from math and magic. I want you to have more magic in your life. The math is kind of the easy part. Math is like habits and daily actions and stuff. That's kind of the easy part, even though people think it's the hard part. And I want more play, because I want us to surrender. I want us to accept the invitation of play into our lives, because play is where the good stuff is. Play is where the Kairos time is. Play, as opposed to work, play is where the love is. Thanks for listening. We'll talk real soon. I can guarantee it. Bye for now.